Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett about his E-Verify bill and other priorities for the in-session Iowa legislature. This last thing on your newsletter was the E-Verify bill. I know that's something we've talked about for years. You've been trying to get through. Where do you think it stands coming into this session? And just kind of a quick overview on what E-Verify is.
Well, E-Verify is a federal program that's been in existence for many years. What it does, it allows an employer to check when they are hiring an employee to make sure that that employee is in the country legally and can be hired legally. An employer that hires someone in the country illegally is violating federal law and could be subject to jail time and pretty serious fines. Now, we know the Biden administration is not enforcing the law when it comes to illegal immigration, but nonetheless, that is the law. That's the federal law, and it's on the books. So this bill would merely require Iowa employers, when they're hiring new people, to verify that they are in the country legally and can be hired legally. I would like to point out that there are roughly 5,000 Iowa employers now using the program voluntarily. It's a voluntary program now at the federal level and here in Iowa. So there are thousands of Iowa employers that are already using it. And the ones that I've talked to have said, oh, it's just as easy as it could be. It's hardly any different as far as the paperwork goes from what they do already when they hire a new employee. They have to send in paperwork with the Social Security number and name and address and a lot of information about that particular employee and send that into workforce development for income tax withholding purposes and unemployment insurance. So this would add another step, and that would be that the employer would have to verify that they have checked and that the person they're hiring is in the country illegally. So that'd be, it is an additional step over the computer, but it's just one more small thing that they have to do in addition to what they do anyway when they hire a new employee. So that's, in a nutshell, the gist of the bill. There is more detail to it, but that's basically the idea, to make sure that Iowa employers are complying with the law and hiring people that are here legally.
All right. Anything else you want the people to know about as far as what's going on in the Iowa legislature? I know the vouchers bill has taken up a lot of time, but lots of other stuff going on. What else do you have or looking forward to over the next week?
Well, there are many, many bills, as always, that people are filing. I do have another one that I think we've talked about in the past, a judiciary reform bill, which would change the makeup of the nominating commission for district court judges to reflect the changes that we made at the state level for the Supreme Court justices and the appeals court justices. And what it does, currently the judicial nominating commission at the district court level is made up of five appointees by the governor and five members elected by members of the Bar Association. That's technically a misstatement, by Iowa lawyers. They don't necessarily have to be members of the Bar Association. But anyway, a senior judge at the district court level is the chair of the nominating commission. And that nominating commission, when there's a vacancy in a district court judgeship, people apply to the nominating commission, and the nominating commission sends two names to the governor, and she has to pick one of those two people. So they have a lot of influence on who our judges will be. The bill that I am going to be introducing, I haven't introduced it yet, but I soon will take the judge off of the commission and allow the governor to appoint one more person. I just don't think it's fair to have a judge chairing the commission and then having attorneys that have to practice before that judge making up half of the commission. That puts them in a very difficult spot if they don't happen to agree with the judge. And so I think that would improve the situation. We made that change at the state level, state commission level, and I think that's worked fine. And I think it's time to do the same thing at the district court level.
Thanks to State Senator Julian Garrett for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk in Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.